SOP275. It's a long show today. I'm going to talk about my interview with Ray Ortega, why I use a portable recorder. I'm going to reveal something about myself that I've never spoken about. And I'm going to talk about iTunes, everything you want to know about iTunes. And I'm going to talk about hosting. And by that, I'm going to explain the internet to you. And I'm also going to talk about Libsyn versus Blueberry.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in. You know, I know you're busy. That's why I get to the point. We don't talk a lot about me here. We are going to talk about me a little bit today, just a little. But I would love to connect with you. We got a lot of ways we can do this. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. You can leave a comment out at our website, schoolofpodcasting.com. You can go out there and click on the live chat button, and we can chat away. We can connect via Skype. Whatever you want to do, I would love to contact with you. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you're looking to start a podcast, this is where we've got step-by-step tutorials. It'll walk you through the whole thing. We're going to talk about iTunes today. There's a tutorial that'll walk you through the whole thing about listing your podcast in iTunes and how important you got to have all your T's crossed before you do that. Otherwise, oh man, do you shoot yourself in the foot. So speaking of getting to it, just want to give a big shout out, big, huge, giant, large shout out to Ray Ortega over at thepodcasterstudio.com. Ray interviewed me, and apparently I've become a two-part series now, and I'm a digital mentor. Did not know that. Ray is a super just cool dude. I don't know if he's had his kid yet. I can't wait to say congratulations. Got a little girl on the way. And Ray does another podcast about podcasting. And if you're like me and if you like this podcast because I just kind of get to the point, check out Ray. That's why I like Ray. Ray podcasts, this sounds weird, but Ray podcasts like me. We have a similar style. We just, all right, here's the content. Let's go. So, Ray, thank you so much for having me on your show. If you want to interview me, you, as in you listening with earbuds in the car, contact me. There's nothing I love to do more than talk about podcasting. I've actually, now the one thing that I have to think long and hard about, I've had a couple people approach me about doing a podcast with them. And I go back to that 4-to-1 rule where it takes 4 minutes to produce 1 minute of podcasting. And I go, I'm already doing about 5 podcasts. I don't know if I have enough room for one, but I'm thinking about one. Why I use a portable recorder is I look at my Roland R-05. This is the fourth time I've recorded this podcast. And I actually went back and listened to the other one. And today is Sunday as I record this. And yesterday the neighbor was mowing the lawn and all sorts of other things. And we're going to talk about that in the future, about how you are the guardian of your content. That'll be maybe next week's show. I'm using a blue icicle. I'm not doing it right now, but I was using a blue icicle and I was going directly into Adobe Audition. Now, Adobe Audition is a $300 computer program. I'm using a Dell computer that's pretty tricked out. And sure enough, halfway through my first segment, wham! Windows will try to figure out why this program has stopped responding. Ah! That's why I use a portable recorder. I've never had, hey, Roland will now see why this crashed. Now, this little bad boy is like 200 and some change. But if I just wanted something to record what I'm doing, they make the Zoom H1. Not a huge fan of it. It's got a really, really tiny display. And if you're a regular listener to me, you know that my eyesight is not that great. And so I don't like little screens, which is why I have the Roland R-05. But that's why I use a portable recorder. Do you need one to record a podcast? No. But just know you're going to lose an episode. It's just going to happen. All right. One of the things I don't do on this show, unless it pertains to podcasting, is talk about myself. Because you're here to learn about podcasting. And I'm going to share something publicly that I have never, ever spoken about. Because it's brand new, but it does pertain to podcasting. If you are saying to yourself, oh, I can't do a podcast because I have ADD, I have been officially diagnosed. Now, I don't even believe in ADD. Growing up, I was just hyper, and I've called myself creative. But if you listen to this podcast and go back, you're going, man, this dude is so ADD. And it was also weird because they diagnosed me, wrote a prescript for whatever this stuff is, Focalin, and which actually makes me hyper. Like, I need that, right? And they diagnosed me, wrote me a prescription, and then tested me. And that's when I went, excuse me? Excuse me? Being the teacher that I am, typically you quiz and test and then diagnose, not diagnose and then quiz. I say that. Just a little quick blurb here. If you're saying, I can't do it, yes, you can. I'm going to be helping somebody do a podcast about the paranormal. And her whole thing was, I don't think I can do this, but I think if you help me, you can. Okay, that's fine. Come see me. She's doing the thing where if she doesn't have a website, so she contacted me. I'm going to set up her website for free. She didn't think she could do it, but we're going to do it. I'm looking so forward to that. I am a teacher. I am a trainer. And there's nothing I love more than a willing student. And don't tell me you can't do it, because I've helped a lot of people who said they can't and they couldn't. And they're nothing. Next week, we're going to talk to Kevin Mulrine. He actually just launched a podcast that I helped him with. And he's got some great tips on podcast promotion. That's next week. And there are people that are saying, I can, and you can. So that's it. If me, Captain ADD, now I'm looking in here. Here's my notes. I don't like to write out everything. I have interview with Ray, why use a portable recorder, I am ADD, understanding iTunes, understanding hosting. That's all I'm doing. And I'm just talking to you. You. I'm sitting here thinking of you in your car. I'm sitting here thinking about you on the treadmill or walking the dog, and I'm reaching out to you saying, please let me help you, because I can. And because I'm ADD, I make it fun. All right, next up, everything you wanted to know about iTunes but were afraid to ask. This just came to me this morning. I was out walking this morning. Here's the thing. People ask me, should I put a blog on my website with my podcast? And my answer is yes. Yes, you should. It helps bring Google to your website, helps bring visitors to your website who then, and then you better have a click button on there that says click to listen. What you don't want to do is have your, like you have a one size fits all feed at your website. And if you don't understand what RSS feeds are, come visit me, schoolofpodcasting.com. But your website, your WordPress makes an RSS feed. Much like popcorn just automatically makes an aroma, WordPress just makes an RSS feed. You can have different categories. You can have, here's a blog post, and then here is a podcast. Kind of like, here's vanilla ice cream, and here's chocolate ice cream. They're both ice cream. Different flavors, right? Well, here's the thing, and this is the analogy I'm going to use. I have two hands. I can only hold two bowls of ice cream, and the only ice cream I like is chocolate ice cream. Okay? That's the only ones I'm going to count. So if you hand me two bowls of vanilla ice cream, how many am I going to count? If you say, how many bowls of ice cream do you have? I'm going to say none, because I don't like vanilla and I don't count them. And so if you looked at me, I'd be empty. I know I'm holding two things of ice cream, but if somebody said, how much ice cream you got? I'd go none. My hands are full, but I got none. You're like, Dave, what the heck does this have to do with podcasting? If you handed me one bowl of chocolate and one bowl of vanilla, and somebody said, how much ice cream you got? I'd go, do you know the answer to this one? I got one chocolate, one vanilla. Answer is one. If you hand me chocolate and then another one of chocolate, I'm full. And somebody says, how much ice cream you got? I'd go two. All right, now let's tie this into podcasting. Your RSS feed has chocolate and vanilla in it. It has podcasts and it has blogs. iTunes only likes podcasts. It only likes podcasts, right? In WordPress, you can tell it how many hands it has. Now, by default, it says you have 10 hands. Send out 10 episodes in your feed. You give that feed to iTunes. So now iTunes has 10 hands. But what does iTunes like? It likes chocolate ice cream. It's only going to count chocolate ice cream. So if you give it 10 cups of vanilla ice cream, you ask iTunes how much ice cream you got. iTunes is going to say none. I only eat chocolate. So what happens? You put out a blog post. One, you put out a blog post. Two, you put out a blog post. Three, you put out a blog post. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10 blog posts. That's in your feed now. 10 blog posts, back to back to back to back to back. Goes to iTunes. Does iTunes care? No. You just gave it 10 bowls of vanilla ice cream. And when you go to iTunes and you say, let's look at Dave's podcast, it's going to go, I got nothing. My hands are full of vanilla ice cream, but I'm not counting any of this because there's no media. iTunes wants an audio file, a video file, or a PDF. So what do? You only send chocolate ice cream to iTunes. And this is where you can set up a category of podcast and send only that one to iTunes. So now you can blog your heart's content. Blog and blog and blog and blog and blog. And it doesn't affect iTunes at all because you've told iTunes, look, here's the deal. I know you only like chocolate ice cream. So anytime I make chocolate ice cream, I'm going to send it to you like this. So that's what you do. You set up a category for podcast. You take that feed that just has podcasting in it and you send that. What I do is I send it to FeedBurner and then I send that FeedBurner, which just knows chocolate ice cream, to iTunes. Or in this case, it only has media in it, to iTunes. Then I get my iTunes tags from FeedBurner. You can also use the Blueberry plugin, PowerPress. They have category, which automatically generates a feed for iTunes. That really, really ties you in to that PowerPress plugin, and that makes me nervous. I love Blueberry, love Todd, love Angelo, great support, great people, but that marries you to that company. And do you want to be married to Todd and Angelo, great guys, or do you want to be married to a company owned by Google? That hurts me to say. I'm sorry, Todd, but I'd rather be tied to FeedBurner. But my podcast, Feeding My Faith, being that it's about faith, yeah, I went the Blueberry route for that one. Now, the other thing about iTunes that I see a lot of people make this mistake, when you go to FeedBurner, let's just use FeedBurner. When I say FeedBurner, you could also say Blueberry PowerPress. They both put iTunes tags because iTunes is like, look, not only do I like chocolate ice cream, it's got to have some sprinkles on it. You got to get me some sprinkles on my chocolate ice cream because if there's no sprinkles, I'm not taking it. And so these sprinkles are these little iTunes tags that like what category is it in? Who's the host? What's your email? What's the description? All that stuff is the sprinkles on your RSS feed so that iTunes will eat it. Because iTunes is like, is there sprinkles on that? I'm not eating it. So you put these tags in, and those tags come from FeedBurner. They take your chocolate ice cream feed, and you send it to FeedBurner, and FeedBurner goes, oh, while it's here, I'm going to throw some sprinkles on it. And it gives it to iTunes, and iTunes goes, wow, chocolate ice cream with sprinkles. Baby. Right? What happens, though, is people put in information for iTunes. Now, that information is then used to make your iTunes listing. Your listing with your little album art, please. God in heaven, tell me you made album art. If not, we've got resources. Go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/skank, and you'll see what I mean by this, because there's somebody who didn't do what I'm talking about. But that information is your album art, your description, all this stuff, and that is your first impression. So that information, so when you go to iTunes, it's actually looking at that image that is listed probably on your website, but it's listed in FeedBurner. So iTunes goes, hey, FeedBurner, tell me about Dave's podcast. It says, well, here's his album art, here's his description, here's his email, and here's what category you should be in. And it goes, okay, boom, makes a listing. Now, if you go over and change your listing and say, you know what? I don't like that picture. I'm going to use a new one. The next time iTunes comes over to FeedBurner and nobody knows what that interval is, goes, hey, FeedBurner, I'm here to check up on Dave. What's going on? Oh, he's got a new picture. Oh, okay. And it updates the listing. What happens is when you create an MP3 file, let's just say for this example, you upload it to your hosting, and we'll talk about hosting in a second, be it Libsyn, be it Blueberry, and you upload that file It goes into your show notes. WordPress says, hey, I know everything about this website. Here's the title of it. Here's a paragraph about it. And here's where the MP3 file is. And it takes that bowl of chocolate ice cream and says, hey, we got some chocolate ice cream. We got some media here. And that information is sent over to Feedburner. Feedburner goes, oh, let me put some sprinkles on it for iTunes. And iTunes goes, okay, great. You got media. That's all it does. Thanks for telling me where the media is, and I will list that episode in your iTunes listing. That's it. It doesn't touch your media. It just says, where is it? I'll let people know where they can find it. And when you fire up iTunes, it goes, oh, hey, their chocolate ice cream with sprinkles is over there if you want to eat it. And so you do, and it downloads. Is anybody else hungry now? My point is, there are two places you list iTunes information. The stuff you put into Feedburner, or Blueberry PowerPress, the stuff you put into Feedburner makes your iTunes listing in the iTunes directory. Your ID3 tags. Again, I know it sounds super geeky. This is the information. It's kind of like when you cut down a tree, you have the rings inside that tell the age and stuff. Your ID3 tags are inside your MP3 file. And that's where your album art is. And that's where your description is and your title and things like that. And so you have to get your media ready before you upload it to your hosting. Because all iTunes is going to go, oh, yeah, their media is over there. So there's two places you have to put your iTunes information. One time, you have to set up your iTunes sprinkles in Feedburner and Blueberry PowerPress, wherever you're going to do that. And then every time you make an episode, you have to put iTunes information. It's not really iTunes information. It's information that will show up in iTunes. When you click to listen to a podcast in iTunes, that album art shows up in the bottom left-hand corner. That album art shows up on your phone. That album art shows up on your iPod. It shows up in your Windows Media Player. And if you don't have it, you look like a hack. And it's so easy to do. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to help you avoid the stuff so you don't look like a hack. Because you're not a hack. You have an opinion. You have something to say. See, I'm going into preacher mode. You have something to say, and it's important, and you're important. Let me tell you this. This person is going to do this podcast about paranormal. I'm so excited about this because she gave me this letter. She says, I've been listening to podcasts about paranormal. See, I'm going all ADD on you. And she said, I've listened to this podcast, and they do it wrong. They do this. They don't take it serious. They do that, and they do this. And here's what's all wrong with that. And I said, and you know what? I said, you just wrote your about page. Because this is why your podcast is different. And I said, and here's the other thing you got to think of. Brothers and sisters, there are other people that think like you. And there are people like you waiting for you to make a podcast so they can listen to it. And she said, all right, Brother Dave, I'm on board. Make my website. Does that make any sense to you? Let's review before we move on to hosting. iTunes, very finicky eater. Only eats posts from your website with media. So only feed it media because it doesn't count it when you give it a blog post with nothing on it. iTunes will only look at your feed if you put sprinkles on it. Those sprinkles are iTunes tags that you can put into Feedburner. You can put them into Blueberry PowerPress, however you want to do it. Once those are there, it'll make your listing one time. It'll make your listing, and it'll check your listing every now and then. But that listing is in iTunes, has nothing to do with your media. So if you want to look pretty in iTunes, you make those settings in Feedburner or Blueberry PowerPress, however you want to do that. I use Feedburner. Why do I use Feedburner? Because if I ever have to move that feed, if I have to do anything, I just switch the name of one of my podcasts, and all I had to do was go into Feedburner and update my RSS feed. I realize if you're new, that makes no sense. If you're not new, you're like, oh yeah, that's true. That's all I had to do. That's everything you want to know about iTunes. Hopefully that makes sense. If it doesn't make sense to you, I am here to help you. I want to help you. I am reaching out to you. Let me help you. That's what I'm here for. All right, understanding hosting. Here's the thing. I'm going to talk about the internet right now, okay? But to get to the internet, we got to talk about your house, okay? I grew up at 535 Stevens Road. And most people think 535, that address is stuck to that house. That is not true. 535 Stevens Road is stuck to a plot of land. It just so happened that people put a house on it. But if you go down and you tear down the house, and you go to 535 Stevens Road, you're now looking at a plot of land with nothing on it. That is your web hosting. And I recommend you get two hosts, one for your website. So we're going to call that web hosting. I'm going to call that your house. And one for your media. Because a podcast is basically you sharing a file with the world. The world. I just, Marcy Rosenbaum, we talked to her a couple weeks ago. She was freaking out because she's got listeners now in Iran and China and Brazil. And she's like, are you serious? And I go, welcome to the world. I said, and when I say the world, I mean the world. It's the world. So I've got a plot of land. That's your web host. If you go to schoolpodcasting.com/hosting, you can buy hosting. Use the coupon code, at least right now, spring, and get 20% off. That's your plot of land. And you build your house. Now, normally you build your house out of wood or siding or whatever. You build your house out of WordPress. And you stick it on your hosting, right? So you got a house of WordPress on top of your web hosting. So when people go to your address, they see your house, which is WordPress, which is your website. You with me so far? Okay, good. All right. Now, here's the big difference between the internet world and the world of streets and addresses. That address is stuck to that plot of land, always will be. Your address, when you get on the internet, can point at any plot of land. So let's say that you bought a domain name and you mistakenly wanted to podcast for free at mevio.com. And you bought your podcast.com, whatever, let's call it the water podcast. Because that's what's sitting here in front of me. Thewaterpodcast.com. You point that at your Mevio site. So when people go to waterpodcast.com, you say, look, little address, waterpodcast.com. When somebody asks you, you go to this plot of land, and that plot of land is Mevio.com, M-E-V-I-O.com. The difference is later you're like, you know what? I don't like this house. It's like an apartment. You kind of get what you pay for. It's a little busy. Don't like my neighbors. I want to move. So you go out and you buy hosting at schoolofpodcasting.com/hosting. You got a new plot of land. And we're in the real world. If you said, okay, water podcasting, waterpodcast.com is always going to point at that plot of land. You got a new plot of land now that you build your own house out of WordPress. And it's beautiful. And it's everything you want. And it's spatial. And you got that kitchen you always wanted, baby. Right? And you go to your address and you say, okay, waterpodcast.com, don't point at that plot of land, point at my new plot of land. And when people go to that and they go, ooh, he's got a new house. Wow, really, really cool. So that's web hosting. So you need a domain name. That's like 10 bucks a year. Your web host that you're going to put your house on, your plot of land, is about 8 bucks. So right now we're looking at 8 bucks a month. That's what, $96 a year? And 10 bucks. So you're looking at 100 bucks a year to run your podcast. Except there's one more piece of the puzzle in the hosting world here. And that's your media hosting. And there are four that we're going to talk about. One is really, really, really cheap. It's called Amazon S3. And I used it for a while. Except it's very, very cheap. But remember, as you go through, you're going to develop a back catalog. And people will be downloading your first episode, but they'll also be downloading your 275th. And all of a sudden, you go, wow, I had 10,000 downloads. People are downloading everything. And all of a sudden, you go, ooh, this is not cheap anymore. Because I used to use them, and I'd get hosting bills for like, you know, $3.50. And when I got the one for $45, I went, you know what? Time to move to Libsyn or Blueberry. Now, before I talk about Libsyn and Blueberry, I want to talk about Podbean.com. This place is weird. Please, if you're going to try to do free podcasting, I beg of you, do not use their free service. You will shackle yourself. Don't do it. I would rather you put your MP3 file on your plot of land. Put it on your web host. Not something I recommend, because if you get busy, you're going to get spanked. But please don't use Podbean's free service. Please, just trust me on this. Trust me. Don't do that. But they do have plans that you can pay for, and they're cheaper. Now, here's the thing I found out why they're cheaper. Number one, they put advertising on everything, and I mean everything. You look, click here to play. Oh, look, it's an advertisement. Go to my page on their website. Look, it's an advertisement. Blah, blah, advertise. And they tell you you cannot do any kind of monetization. If you have any kind of third-party stuff, if I want to go to schoolofpodcasting.com/hosting, by the way, that's an affiliate link, duh. And if you want to do, you can't do it. And when I asked, they say, but please contact us if you have any questions. I contacted them and I said, are you actually saying you're telling me what I can have as content? I can't talk about such and such and such. If I'm trying to monetize, if I'm trying to pay my $7 a month hosting bill, I can't do that. And they go, nope, you need a business account. And it's $70 a month. Sorry, Podbean, done. Then the other thing I don't like about Podbean, see, I'm getting all passionate again. The other thing I don't like about Podbean, I've asked them three times, who are you and where are you? I do a podcast about podcasting. People that need hosting. I'm talking about hosting, baby. Don't you want to be in the conversation? I would love to understand all these services you have. Come talk to my audience. I have your niche audience right here. Come talk to me. Crickets. Nothing. Where are you? You look up their name? Uh-uh. You look up Blueberry? You can see Todd Cochran. There's his email. He's in Hawaii. You look up Libsyn? There they are. Pittsburgh. With a name and a phone number. You look up Podbean, nothing. Blocked by some company that specializes in blocking the identity of the people. Why are you blocking your identity? No, thank you. I'm not trusting a company that doesn't trust me enough to let me know who you are. No, thank you. I know you're cheap. I know you're free. No, thank you. Do not use Podbean. Amazon sounds good, becomes expensive. Now, let's go to Libsyn and Blueberry. All right, and again, why do I need a host for my media? Because you don't plan. You always think, well, not me. I'm not going to get popular. You know what? Maybe you will. Maybe you, there's a guy that does a podcast with his kids. He's getting more downloads. He's beating Nickelodeon. Yeah, you might get popular. So the two companies that I recommend, and they're both great companies. In fact, it pains me. I'm really in a pickle here. Number one, I do a podcast with a guy from Libsyn, Rob Walsh, Today in Podcasting. And I love Todd Cochran. I love Angelo. And I deeply appreciate their, in both cases, I deeply appreciate their dedication to podcasters and serving them. Both provide phenomenal stats. So what I'm going to try to do here, take my emotions out of it, is compare apples to apples. So originally I said, hey, you know what? Blueberry's cheaper. It's only $12 a month. Compared to, well, you can get a $5 a month plan at Libsyn, but you don't get any stats. And in my opinion, no. So the $15 a month plan at Libsyn gives you 250 megabytes. And I go, wait a minute. So $15 for 250 or $12 for 100. That's not really apples to apples. So wait a minute. What do I get for, oh, wait a minute. Here you go. Blueberry has a $250 a month package as well. So the $250 a month package at Libsyn is $15. The $250 package at Blueberry is $20 a month. It's $5 more for the exact same storage. Their stats are very similar. The one advantage, so what's the advantage here then? Why would I go with Blueberry versus Libsyn at this point? Right now, if you're using Blueberry as a hosting, you can get your stats right inside Blueberry, inside of your WordPress. If you're using them as a hosting, you can actually upload your file right from WordPress. You just go in and where it normally says enter your podcast URL, you click on a little folder button and you upload it and it's there. The other thing that Blueberry does is when you use them as a host, you can have it set up so that when you upload the file, we talked about iTunes and having your album art and your ID3 tags, it'll actually create your ID3 tags, including your album art, automatically. It's not an extra step. As you upload, your ID3 tags are being automatically created, which just makes it easier and saves you time. If I have somebody who is really challenged with technology, the Blueberry hosting is a little easier. I don't have to teach them how to copy and paste and all this other stuff. Their stats are right there. They don't have to remember another login. It's $5 more a month. It's a little easier. Okay, so that's that. Now, if you go, but that's $20 a month. Now let's compare apples to apples. $20 a month at Blueberry gets you 250 megabytes of storage. $20 at Libsyn gets you 400 megabytes and a smartphone app. So there is no right or wrong answer here. Okay, both have great stats. Both offer hosting. Both offer, I believe, FTP upload if you want, which is a little faster than uploading it through your website. And there is a Blueberry app. I need to look more into that. I know there's a I think it's a Blueberry app for your phones, and then your show will be listed in the Blueberry app with Libsyn. Like, you can actually, if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/app, APP, that'll take you right to my app, and you can download it for your smartphone. They make one for your show. It really depends on what you want. Do you want ease for a little more money? So basically, Blueberry's a little more expensive. Libsyn, a little cheaper. Both phenomenal in uptime. Both phenomenal in customer service. Love them both. What it boils down to. Blueberry, a little more expensive, a little easier to use. Doesn't mean Libsyn is hard. Just means you can do everything inside of WordPress right now. If you're looking to sell an iPhone app and deliver bonus content via your iPhone app, then you got to go Libsyn. You need a media host. Why? Because they have true unlimited bandwidth. You can have as many listeners, your audience can be as big as you want it to be, no problems. Your web host does not have that. So when somebody comes to your website and they see that little player and they click play, they don't know that it's actually coming from, let's say, Blueberry or Libsyn. Think of it this way. Let's say you sold firewood at your house. Somebody comes over to your house. Hello, we need some firewood. It's the same thing as going over to your website and going, play, click play. Well, you don't have unlimited bandwidth. You don't have firewood at your house. You got no trees. So what do? You go over to Blueberry, you go to Libsyn, and you go, hey, can you give me 250 megabytes of some of your unlimited trees? I need your unlimited trees. So they give you a big stack, which is your MP3 file. And you go to the front door where your visitor is waiting. You go, here's your trees. Here's your MP3 file. Now, you serve them the MP3 file at your website. They don't know that the trees came from Libsyn. They don't know the trees came from Blueberry. They just know they clicked on play and it started playing. They could care less where it came from. They just know it clicked and it played. And when you have a media host, you don't have to worry about what happens when you click play. You have unlimited plays. The only thing they limit is how much can you upload on their server per month. That's why you need a media host. Because eventually, if you get popular and you're hosting it on your plot of land, your website host, eventually they're going to go, what's going on here? We're noticing a ton of traffic here. And please don't tell me, oh, I'm not going to be popular. You could be. People want to hear you. People think just like you, and they've been waiting for you to create that podcast. You need a media host. I hope that makes sense. When I help new people, they get hung up on the technology. And hopefully today, you can see I'm not a salesman. I'm a trainer. And if that doesn't make sense to you, I'm telling you, contact me, because that's going to bug me. That's going to bug me a lot. And I want to explain it to you. And when the light bulb comes on above your head, that makes my day. I'm a trainer. I'm a helper. Been doing it for 20 years. And I think you can tell I get jacked up. I get fired up when I talk about podcasting. And I'm here to help you start a successful podcast by avoiding all the pitfalls. Thank you for listening. I deeply appreciate it. If you want to start a podcast, come talk to me. My email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. My phone number is 888-563-3228. If you have any comments, if you just want to say, hey, Dave, I'll take you up on that free website thing, 888-563-3228. We'll have your website up in a couple days. If you're ready to start a podcast, schoolofpodcasting.com is where we have the tutorials. It's where we have the resources. Everything's there. And if you want to leave a comment, that's where you can do that as well. Thank you so much for listening. I deeply appreciate it. And I deeply look forward to your feedback. Thanks so much. We'll see you again next week with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. And until then, class is dismissed. And along that way, she's going to end up with a little... that's me hitting the microphone. The outtake reel is going to be huge this week. SOP 275. Today I talk about an interview I partaken. Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. That's me. Jeez. You know, you can't podcast on 4 hours sleep. That's all there is to it. And the Mountain Dew is empty. Ugh, my life is over. Podcasting since 2005. Alright. Breathe. Focus.